Thanks for joining us for another episode of Full Blown Charades. I'm Donald Thomas.
And I'm Thomas J. Mays. I go by Tommy.
This is the only podcast with two Thomases and no promises.
That's right. We're promising nothing. And welcome back. We are live from the Full Blown Charades studios with another episode of this Full Blown Charades show. And yeah, I was really more excited about that and just kind of dropped off because I was like, they know what we are and what we're doing.
They don't care.
I really wanted to say Full Blown Charades studio.
But what he means by studio is, like, it's kind of like a hobo sex den.
That's a good name for the episode.
Yeah, hobo sex den. But it doesn't smell like pee, and there's no syringes anywhere, so that's good.
I feel like people would see the title hobo sex den. It's like, I need to know exactly what that's about.
That could be yeah, but then they get to knock it out in, like, the first 15 seconds.
It's like, oh, okay, I figured it out. Thanks. And then,
then they click out.
They don't get to hear about all the other awesome topics we have. It's so great. It's so great.
Let's get on those topics then.
First of all, Aaliyah and I were in a fucking Halloween costume contest a few days ago.
That sounds terrible.
Now, it was mildly terrible. I only participated because like I ended up finding like some 10th Doctor cosplay stuff for really cheap at Goodwill. And I was able to throw it all together. Normally, like I said before on the podcast, like damn near like $200-$300 just for the coat. Then you got to buy a suit, and that's like $100 or so. But I got everything for like $40.
So do you really think those were dead man's clothes?
Yes, probably. Like he died in it, and then they sold the fucking suit, and then I bought it for like $10.
How does that make you feel inside?
All right. It's, you know, it's best not to think about it. What I did was like, I just like sprayed the shit out of it and disinfected it. And like, all right, good enough.
Yeah, I guess that is good enough, huh?
So, oh, yeah. What we did was we went to Aaliyah's parents. They had like family day at Aaliyah's dad's work or whatever, so we went to go do that with them. And Aaliyah was dressed in her portal costume, and I was dressed as the doctor. And then there's like there's three different tiers, right? There's the costume contest was for like little kids, like ages like 0 to 12.
Bitch ass kids.
And exactly. 0 to 12, and then it was like 13 to 18 or something. And then like
that doesn't seem fair because people change a lot between 13 and 18.
Yeah, but it seems like they would try a little bit harder when they're 13, 18, whereas like, you know, 0 to 12 is just something your parents put you in.
Yeah.
You know? And then you have the adults with just like 19 to like, you know, when you die. And then like there wasn't a lot of people doing the contest, but like it was funny because a lot of them were just like, you know, just little versions like Spider-Man or whatever the fuck. And then I don't remember who won really, but like I think first place was like – it was weird too because they had like – it wasn't even like a popularity thing where it's okay, clap for this one. It was just like they had a panel of judges and they selected.
Well, that's fucked up.
A little bit because like clearly none of them knew what any of them were supposed to be. For example – a girl was clearly Snow White.
Okay.
The classic fucking blue top with a little, you know, shoulder pad thing, uh-huh. Little, like kind of ruby stitching, and a yellow dress.
Okay, I'm with you.
So they said, okay, so first prize go to
girl
yellow
in the dress
girl.
Oh, like, literally, fuck. They I'm really like, did that.
Yo, really? I'm like, that's clearly Snow White. That's clearly Snow White.
How
come
can
on.
How can you have the best costume if they can't even tell you what the fuck it is?
Yeah, it's like, how do you fuck that up? And then like 13 through 18. It was just like, you know, kids get to that age where they go to Walmart and get the creepy mask and think that's the best shit ever. And they'll just wear the mask and that's it. And like, this is my costume. And like, whoever that was got like first place. I think it was like a Scream mask, but like it was bleeding for some reason.
That's cheating.
Like you pressed a button.
Yeah, I've seen those.
It was something like that. And then the adult ones, it was like only like five of us, I think, right? So it's like me.
Wait, I got to pause right there. Yeah. How the fuck do you win a costume contest by buying a mask and wearing it?
I don't know. That's what's fucked up. It's like,
was there no one competing against him?
No, there's other people, but it was all the same kind of shit. No one's really in an actual costume for the most part. Like, so, I think there's a few, but I kind of forgot about it.
Okay, which one you paid the most?
Like, none of them really memorable, but even then, it was like, they still didn't know. It's like, oh yeah, mask guy. It's like, which one? You know, like.
Jesus. Okay, continue your story.
All right, so then Aaliyah's dressed as like Shell from Portal, right?
Right.
And then, I'm dressed as, you know, the doctor and all that. And then there's, like, other people with just random shit on. Like, literally just, like, wearing a mask, right? One guy was wearing his fucking work uniform and, like, just kind of a weird, scary hood. Another guy wearing a work uniform. No, the first guy's wearing a hoodie. The second guy was wearing a work uniform, like, all tan and shit. And wearing a Boba Fett helmet.
Jesus
and that was
Christ.
The costume.
Boba Fett in a bad economy or what?
Basically, yeah. And then I'm sitting there, you know, with my fucking sonic screwdriver and shit and all that, walking around and like...
Look at this fucking weirdo.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I didn't expect them to get it, but just the fact that I was actually dressed up, I expected something. Because, like, first place, like, a $25 gift card to Subway, and then there are two, or second, third are, like, $10 gift cards.
That's a lot of fucking sandwiches.
Aaliyah got first place.
Yeah, I know. 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row. Last year, she was Black Swan, and this year, she was a, you know, chick from Portal with a gun and stuff. I feel like the gun won them over. They had no idea what she was. Like, oh, yeah, lab girl. It's like, it was Aperture Laboratories. It was on her tank top.
I fucking hate this contest.
So they said, App Lab Girl or something. I'm like, oh, yeah, I think that's you. But I don't know because I didn't say what the fuck you were. Like, I kind of tried to glance over at their sheet just because I had to know what they thought I was.
Yeah.
I think they wrote down, like, wand.
With a question mark?
They might have thought I was grown up Harry Potter. Because I was fucking, I had a little sonic screwdriver and, like, the glasses and shit. It's like, oh, that's what he is. Like
Harold Potter.
Yeah. Second place went to one of the dude with the hood and the fucking mask or whatever. Third place went to Boba Fett. But they called him Helmet Guy.
This is bullshit.
And I said, that is clearly Boba Fett. You work at a fucking space station.
And you don't know anything about it.
It's like, you motherfuckers, I know you probably saw Star Wars and thought, I want to do that. And that's why you fucking applied here. Fuck you. I didn't get shit in that contest.
I saw a couple pictures. There was a CHP officer there. Was that a costume?
No, that's the guy.
Okay, because I was like, that dude in the back was pissed that he was wearing a CHP.
He didn't win.
Yeah.
No, because like
all those bitch in orange pants wins. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, they had like cops and like firemen there because like it was mostly for kids, you know, this whole idea, and like just show them like, you know, what fire trucks look like and shit, stuff like that. Like, hey, look, a fire truck. You want to like touch it? Oh, cool. And like I didn't think anybody would get my costume, but like a few people did, like a few of the younger people. Yeah, Doctor Who and all that. So like, and they're pissed I didn't win.
But you should have started a petition
to win. I know, petition. Right?
And then you could just take it away from Aaliyah.
Now, like I was kind of glad she won because like I still get to benefit from it because we're just gonna go to Subway together anyway, right. So it's whatever. That's what I was hoping. Like
everybody
we would both
wins
win,
today.
So we both get gift cards and we just keep cashing in. But that whole thing was like, I'm not mad they didn't win. I'm mad that they know what anything was at all.
How old were these judges?
Fuck, dude! Like definitely old enough to be my dad. They're definitely old enough to have seen Star Wars in theaters, even the re-releases. Or anything else, because it's fucking everywhere. Even you don't even like Star Wars. You know what the fuck Boba Fett looks like. You could have fucking done a stab in the dark.
I know. Even I would have known. I wouldn't have been like Helmet Guy, you know?
Yeah, you'd have been like, oh, wait, isn't that... Wait, who's that? Is that Boba Fett or something? Or is like the guy from Star Wars? You would have at least gotten that.
Yeah.
You
know? Fuck.
But, you know, it's still cool, though. I'm still going to wear the costume to like... the Kamikaze convention coming up. It's not exactly screen accurate, so I hope people don't fucking, like, you know, give me shit for that.
Oh, they will.
But they probably will. It's like, your blazers have enough buttons, motherfucker. Like, all that. So it's like, they'll do shit like that. Or it's like, your Converse aren't the right color. And it's like, okay, do I want to fucking be screen accurate and spend $40 or just not give a fuck and have fun?
Not give a fuck and have fun? You're not getting paid for the shit.
And I'm not going to shave my facial hair off to do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, clearly I'm not going to be fucking screen accurate 10th Doctor, so it doesn't fucking matter. Oh, man. But conventions, though, leads to the next topic. I did all that on purpose. you posted that thing about Sylvester Stallone charging, what, $375 for autographs?
$395.
$395 for autographs.
$395. Sylvester Stallone was charging almost $400 for his autograph at the New York Comic Con.
That's more than a fucking iPhone 5S on a contract.
That's more than 394 tacos.
Yeah. So you either get an iPhone or some tacos or meet Sylvester Stallone who will sign your shit like once and maybe personalize it, but probably not.
And it was even, I think it was like $500 or $600 just for a picture.
Something like that. I forget what it was. Either way, it's too, like, I think probably people just saw that like fucking nope and just kept walking.
Man, those prices were over the top.
That's literally the most I've ever seen for anybody charged for autographs. Yeah. Like, and I thought Mark Hamill was ridiculous because at Comic-Con, Mark Hamill, you know, Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, he was charging like, I think, $60 to $90 for an autograph.
And that seemed to be the average in New York.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is going on in New York where they're charging so much?
Were they not charging that much at San Diego?
At San Diego, depending on where you went, like a lot of it might have been free. Like if it was like a sponsored thing for like a really popular show, it'd be free, but you have to line up really early or something, you know?
I feel like then if I lived in New York, it'd probably be fucking cheaper to just buy a ticket to San Diego if I want a lot of autographs.
Yeah.
Because almost everybody was $60 to $90. Like, Gillian Anderson, David Duchovny, Like,
didn't the Green Ranger want like fucking $60 for his autograph? Yeah, a lot.
That was insane.
I kind of get Gillian Anderson because she is in that really popular show in
X-Files?
The UK right now.
Oh, wait. Okay. Sorry.
No.
Was she in the UK?
I forgot what it's called. She plays, I think she plays a British or Irish cop. This kind of psychologist. I can't remember what it's called right now. You can look it up on the internet.
We could just Google it, but then like we have to stop the whole show and just figure it out. And then people are like, dude, who cares?
It's on Netflix. Just Google it. It's really good. But then you have David Duchovny, who, he was in the X-Files. Yeah, he's kind of an okay star, but what the fuck's he doing right now?
It's like
playing like the 48th season of Californication.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if the New York Comic Con crowd are like that fucking stoked about Californication, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they were also at Comic Con. And they were charging not as much. It was like a little bit less, but still kind of a lot, you know, to meet them. I think it was like maybe $50. And for 80, you can meet both or something. More reasonable.
Which I get because they had the X-Files and it's such a popular show. But that seems like an awful lot for such an old show.
Yeah, I think it was like they're only doing that because it's a 20th anniversary thing. And I think, was it Chris Carter is his name that created it?
I have no idea.
Whatever the guy's name was that created it was there too.
I've never even seen the whole thing. I've seen certain episodes, but I've never seen the whole series.
Yeah, I've never sat down and watched the whole series. I really need to. I just saw like a handful of them.
I like the episodes I've seen.
Yeah, but I've never gone back to watch it.
Right.
It's just crazy how much people charge for fucking signatures. Like, I started off going like horror conventions and paying like maybe $20 to meet like random horror people that I
and
heard
I
about,
think
you know?
Right off the bat, I think it's a little weird to have to pay for a signature anyway. I understand that it weeds out people,
yeah,
so that they're not just, you know, signing autographs with all their time, and they need to make a living, especially if you're in like a niche business like this. But it just seems so fucking weird to have to buy somebody's signature.
Like, I do it for people where it's like, you know, like for example, the horror people where it's like, their shit's mostly going direct to video.
Right.
They probably need my $20, you know?
And you're also a real fan when you're doing shit like that.
Yeah, it's like what I did was I didn't own House of Thousand Corpses on DVD. And like Bill Moseley had it for sale. $20, he'll sign it for you. So I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll
do
that.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah, so I did that. And like that's probably the most I've spent for a signature, I think. Other than that, though, like I try doing it for free or, like, you know, or I don't do it. It just – I don't – like, okay – so the Green Ranger, he was charging, what, like $60, right?
Yes.
At Comic-Con, the Black Ranger is charging $10, which is way more reasonable.
He probably stole them.
Oh, fuck. The Green Ranger is also at Comic-Con, and I fucking actually managed to meet him for free. So there was that.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then, like, what else? He was trying to do some VIP package thing where you had to hang out with him or something for like $100.
Fuck you.
Something crazy where it's like, no, he'll probably try to rape you, and he has the karate moves to make sure you don't get away. Because he actually does MMA, so it's like,
yeah.
Fuck, I just can't believe fucking how crazy expensive these autographs are getting, you know? But it's like, yeah, at actual Comic-Con, though, for the most part, you could kind of get in lines and do stuff for free, if not
pretty cheap. It's just too expensive because you have to pay for the tickets. You have to pay for your hotel room. You have to pay for traveling there. You have to get in. You have to pay for, you know, all the merch you want. Then you have to pay for autographs and pictures on top of that. Come on.
Yeah.
How much money are you trying to fucking milk out of me right now?
And even I saw on the Gillian Anderson thing, it said like, it was like $60 for an autograph, $80 if you want it personalized.
Yeah, an extra $20 for her to leave you a note.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, dude, really? Like, that's kind of fucked up. Like, for the most part, if you're paying money already, they should personalize it for
you. Especially if it's just something like a fucking name.
Yeah, which I've gotten a few of those too. Like, I met like the ladies of the Evil Dead, right? Uh-huh. Like, all the chicks that were in the first one. It was like $20 for all three of them to sign my poster. Which was like, well, I literally haven't seen them at anything ever.
Yeah.
I know they need the money if, like, fucking damn near 30 years after the movie, they're still like, hey, we're ladies of Evil Dead.
Yeah,
like,
hey, remember us once?
You need this $20. So I got them to sign my thing, and, like, they personalized it and shit.
Worthwhile.
Yeah.
Let's move on. We're almost out of time.
Oh, yeah, huh? Here's a question I asked, you know, the listeners didn't really get a whole lot of responses to because, like, yeah, fuck you, Maze. I asked, if you were on death row... and you had to pick your last meal or whatever. Like, what would it be?
So I wondered why people were putting shit like in our ask, and I never saw the question.
That I asked or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I posted on Twitter, but that was about it.
Like I said, for some reason, I think because all your shit is posted from Twitter, I don't see half of your updates, even though I have it set to show all.
I think that might happen. I want to tell myself that happens for a lot of people, and that's why I don't get more likes on my shit.
I know. As much as we interact on Facebook, I should see all of your shit.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit that all my stuff doesn't show up. I should just stop using Twitter and maybe just like...
Actually post it.
I should actually just post it to Facebook and then maybe...
I think that's what it does, is filtering it because it's coming from an outside source and it seems like it could be spammy.
Yeah, Facebook's like, fuck you, Twitter. You know, like, I should just like, maybe originally post it from Facebook and then have it linked to Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, that might work out better for me.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll try that. What were we looking up? Oh, right, the questions. My cousin... A cousin of mine or whatever, he didn't do the Ask FM thing. He just wrote me directly about the last meal thing. He said Surf and Turf. I never heard of Surf and Turf, so I asked him if it was a Point Break thing.
It's just steak and lobster.
Yeah, he said, I never seen Point Break, but I like steak and lobster. And I was just like, this motherfucker ain't seen Point Break.
That's what you really took away from this.
Yeah, really, yeah.
We did get one answer on ask.fm/fullblowncharades. It's pretty much the best answer you could give at this point. It said, okay, and I'm going to say the word fat, but the fat is spelled with a PH. So it's, I would eat a fat steak and Oprah's titty milk.
Oprah's titty milk. And that's perfect because, like, one, if they ever got that, it would probably take so long that you could, like, figure out a way to get out of jail or something. Or two, if they did get it.
You could say you drank Oprah's titty milk.
I mean, it's going to be one of the last things you do, but damn, what a way to go out.
I swear to God, like, I'd be like, they'd be like, any last words? And I'd be like, titty milk tastes good, though.
Any last words? Wait, hold on. Just lick your lips.
Tough titty, said the kitty, but the milk's still good.
It's like, hey, got milk? Because I do. All right, hit the buzzer. And then fucking...
That's going out like a fucking champion right there.
No, it's like got milk and that's it. And then you just hear the end credits to Dexter. And that's how the series really ends.
Oh, that would have been incredible.
Short side note. Did you see that fan-made thing where someone's like, here's how Dexter should have ended. It's a happy ending.
I don't know. I've seen so many fan... I don't think I've seen the picture. Was it a video?
Yeah, it was a video.
I've seen two or three of them, so I'm not sure which one you're talking about, but...
I could sum it up really quick. Basically, okay. It shows, like, all the stuff where it's like, oh, yeah, forensic scientist, you know, like, lost at sea or whatever. And then it shows 6 months later, and they used old footage of the show where, like, it was Dexter showing up to Hannah's... it was Dexter going to Hannah's garden, right? And she's like, oh, Dexter, you're here. But they add, like, a narration to it from, like, older scenes to make it sound like he just
showed up. Wow, they
actually
cut together the show?
Yeah. And then, like, they showed, like, the whole thing of, like, him showing up even when he's, like, even older, going back to the garden, and, like, older Harrison, like, bye, Dad, and, like, going to basketball practice and shit. And then, like, it flashes back to him, like, just when he's younger, right? And, like, happily ever after, he gets a phone call, right? And he's like, hello? It's here. Surprise, motherfucker. Credits.
Thank you for that.
That was really good. Dokes. It's like, why the fuck wasn't that not the ending?
Any ending would literally have been better. If in the finale of Dexter, he just went home and turned on the finale of Breaking Bad, I would have been so happy.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, that's my life, I guess. What's going on fucking Walter White's life? Oh, man, we barely... Okay, how long ago did that episode air? Like 2-3 weeks ago?
What, Dexter?
Breaking Bad.
Probably 3 weeks ago.
We barely deleted it off the DVR like today.
I still have it.
Like, we were like, we didn't want to delete it, but it's like, no, we have to. We're not going to watch it again. If we do, we'll download it. And yeah, it's time.
I can't get rid of it.
Yeah, that's what we felt for a long time. It's like, no, we need the room, you know, for other TV shows. Like, fucking...
Fuck other TV shows.
Pretty much.
Matter of fact, I still have my 6 favorite episodes of Community saved.
I've been watching them on syndication on Comedy Central. But, like, It seems like they only want to air, like, the really best ones.
Do they ever air season 1?
Sometimes.
I swear to God, that Chicken Fingers episode is the best episode of Community I've ever seen.
They haven't shown that yet. It's a real mixed bag of what you're going to get. They're not doing it in order. It's just like what they want to air.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Nothing from season 4.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But they're repeating themselves a little bit. Like,
considering Dan Harmon called season 4 like watching my family get raped on a beach.
I still have to fucking go back and like read everything negative he said about that because that's awesome.
And also he compared it to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jesus Christ.
So he's not bitter.
I'm really excited to see it. Fuck, what else we got going on in this world?
We got 11 minutes.
11 minutes. I gave up on 2 things recently. One was Grand Theft Auto Online.
And 2 was Life.
And 2 was Life. Well, because I gave up on Life when I started playing Grand Theft Auto Online. Last time I checked, and I don't know how long ago this was, I put, I think, 30 hours into that game. Just online mode. which is almost as much as I put into the regular story mode.
Which is crazy. So that means, like, because I have Grand Theft Auto as well, but I don't really play it all that often.
Yeah.
So that means it, basically every time I wasn't playing, you were playing.
Almost. Like, that's on average, like, at least 2 to 4 hours a day. It's like sometime in between jobs, before or after at night, I'm playing it.
Which is fucked up because I get bored after 30 or 40 minutes.
Like, most of the time my sessions go from, like, 30 minutes to an hour. Like, the longest I've ever done in one session is, like, maybe 2 hours according to the stats. But, like, what's going on with Rockstar is, like, because there's so many glitches and all that, and, like, everybody couldn't log on for the first week or so, what they're doing is it's called a stimulus package. So they're going to release, like, two different updates where each time you get $250,000.
Oh, nice.
In your bank account. Which sounds cool, but why the fuck am I wasting my time doing missions trying to earn money then?
Yeah, if they're just going to give you money.
Yeah, it's like when they announced this, I had, like, $100,000, you know, and that's after I bought a bunch of shit. It's like, okay, so I did all this hard work, robbed all these convenience stores, did all these missions, all this other shit, hunted all these bounties down, just to give me all this money anyways.
So I'm the real winner in this competition.
Yeah, so you just go in and buy all the shit you want, whereas I spent all these hours trying to earn all of it.
I don't like online, though. People are fucking assholes.
Yeah.
There's no way to get around it. You see, there's 16 people in the room. You're all playing in the same room. Every time you see somebody, they kill you. Why can't we just get along?
Yeah, that's the thing. I always try to avoid people, but, you know, the game's ruined for me now because, like, if they're just to give me free money, then what's the fucking point? It just breaks the game for me, so I'm done.
I'll just go buy 6 more cars.
But it's like, I have 2 cars. I only ever use the one, you know? Like, that's what sucks about it.
Yeah, but you can get a sports car. You can get a diesel. You can get a SUV.
Yeah, I'm still not going to use them, though. I tell myself I would.
Diversify, motherfucker.
At best, I would buy a nicer apartment, but then it's like, then what am I going to do?
I can't believe we're talking about you buying a nicer apartment in a video game.
What the fuck, right? I heard, like, they're going to do an update where you do online, like, heist, though, with your friends, but you need, like, a large apartment to do it for some reason. I think for the planning stages, I don't know.
Makes sense.
I think I'm done with the game, though, which is good because Batman's coming out soon.
I still haven't opened Batman Arkham Asylum.
Just accept the fact that you're never going to.
Yeah. It's been 3 years.
You might as well just jump right into Origins and then play Asylum and then play City. So it's all in order.
I probably should.
That'd be better for you.
It would suck because the game would get gradually shittier.
Well, no. What would happen is, like, Origins might be the best one. And then Arkham Asylum's good, but, like, it won't be as much stuff as the newer ones. And then City is good.
Yeah.
So it'd be great, good, then great.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's a good sandwich.
It's a good sandwich. The thing I gave up on real quick was I told myself, yeah, I'm going to do fucking one horror movie a day. And I gave up on that real quick because I have too much shit going on. I'm busy and I'm lazy.
I got a new job working nights somewhere, so I haven't started yet. But if that works out, maybe I'll continue to do the one movie a night. I don't know if I'll have time to do it.
Like at work or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Because, I mean, there's free Wi-Fi, but I don't know how much stuff I'm actually going to be doing while I'm there all night. You know what I mean?
But over the course of your shift, you can watch a whole movie. You know?
Yeah, most likely.
It would kind of suck to break it up like that, but you could do it.
It's better than doing nothing, so.
Whereas with me, it's like, if I want to do this, I have to do it at some random weird time during the day, which is already a weird time to watch horror movies anyways, yeah. You know?
It's just you can't watch a scary movie while the sun's out.
Yeah, so, like, to kind of, like, combat that, I have to, like, you know, black out the windows and shit, which is the whole process, you know? And then,
yeah, I don't mind going to a theater to see a scary movie at 1 in the afternoon, but that's because it's dark as fuck in there and you can't tell anyway.
Yeah. Like, let's see. I started with Near Dark, and I watched, like, 3 minutes of Poltergeist, turned it off, so it doesn't hold up. And I watched, like, most of Nightmare on Elm Street because Leah's never seen it before.
Okay.
But we didn't finish it because we got really tired. And I'm going to count Gravity because Gravity is fucking scary.
Is it really?
Well, it's suspenseful.
Is it, like, edge of your seat suspenseful? Because that movie does not look good to me.
It's a lot of, like the whole movie's like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, basically.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're freaking out the whole time. Like, again, like open water in space, but actually good.
Open water in space without sharks.
Space sharks, though.
Space sharks.
And then after that, kind of gave up. And then I told myself, you know what? I can watch horror movies all year whenever the fuck I want.
Because I'm a fucking man.
Because I'm a fucking man. So that's my life.
That's a good life. That.
I'm a quitter.
Hashtag quit stuff.
Quit stuff. Okay. Which one do you want to do on this board here?
Let's go ahead and talk about Free Sizzler.
Oh, shit. All right. So... two episodes ago on the Slow News Day episode, we talked about that girl or that chick that worked at the Holiday Inn Express, wherever the fuck it was, and pulled the dude out of the truck, right? And
the guy crashed the truck. It was on fire. He was passed out. She came in like a fucking superhero and pulled him out of the burning fire and saved his life.
Yes. And now the Des Dispatch did a follow-up story to that, saying how they update. They finally met and hung out and stuff.
I wish that was the headline.
I wish they would, because they're already unprofessional. Yeah. So might as well go the whole nine and be like, hey, that dude and that chick finally hung out and stuff.
Just turn it into Gawker.
And then, like, they should do hashtags in the fucking headlines. Yeah. Hashtag fire truck.
Hashtag free sizzler.
Yeah. And the whole takeaway, it's like one line, but the whole takeaway from us is that the dude to, you know, thank her, took her out to a sizzler dinner. Which, if you're from Barstow.
I'm fairly certain that what that symbolism meant was, you should have let me die.
Yeah, because like I was gonna say, if you're from Barstow, you know how bad Sizzler is. But I'm pretty sure Sizzler is bad everywhere.
No, in some places it's probably pretty good. The only reason Barstow Sizzler is bad because they can get away with it because they've got the bus traffic. They don't have to cater to the actual local community.
Exactly, because they're gonna get people that are never right, gonna
but
be there.
Other
again.
Sizzlers have to still compete and attract people, so they're actually okay other places.
Yeah, because I always get shit service there to a point where they make me have to steal plates because they will not give me to-go boxes.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's like, can I get to-go box? Like, no, give me foil for fucking mashed potatoes.
Have some fucking foil, sir. And not only that, all the food's lukewarm, including the salad bar.
Yeah. It's like, if you're like $5, it would be cool, but it's not.
Right.
You know?
I would rather go to that shitty Chinese buffet by the movie theater than go to Sizzler.
That place is kind of weird, but it's interesting.
They have like three good things. I don't know if those three things are worth the price, but if you can eat those three things a lot, then you get full. So.
It just seems like it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be, huh?
Yeah, it just shouldn't be.
But yeah, the whole thing was weird because like like, if I were going to thank somebody, but my funds were tight and I had to limp myself to a Barstow location, I would at least say, like, Denopoli's, you know? Yeah. At least Denopoli's is kind of nicer.
Or like, at least a Del Taco gift card. Come on, playa.
Honestly, I think, like, other than, like, fast food, I would say Sizzler's the shittiest place you could take someone for saving your life.
Yes.
I would say Del Taco would be better than fucking Sizzler's.
I'm trying to think of a place that would be worse. Maybe Denny's at 2 in the morning. But even then, it's iffy.
Because that's kind of funny. Whereas yeah. Sizzlers, there's nothing funny about Sizzlers. It's just sad. Yeah. There's that. Fuck Rosita's.
Not only is it sad, it's sad because you're in that giant fucking building and there's two other people there.
Yeah.
Because they expanded that building. They made it huge. And there's never any fucking buddy in it.
Unless there's a bus, which I'm never really there when there's buses.
Yeah, me neither.
The one time I was going to go, there's a bus. I fucking just got scared and I left. Went to Taco Bell.
Which is the fucked up part because that's when you would have got the freshest food.
Yeah, but it would have taken forever too. I think we did step inside. There's a huge line. Mm. I was like, yeah, nope. They're not in a hurry. Fucking Sizzlers though. And
when
then, like,
the fuck did Solo wear clothes?
Oh, right. I don't know.
I only go there to buy my belts because I'm not hashtag thug life. But I went there today to get a belt, and I turned in, and the fucking place was gone.
Yeah, they closed, like, some time ago. It was, like, them and the mall. So it might have been all Solo wares are done. I'm not sure.
Oh, the mall's closed
as
well?
The mall is gone, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, Chris is trying to get, because Crystal wears Mexican pants, right? He was trying to get some pants, and couldn't do it, because they're both closed. Now he's, like, shit out of luck for Mexican
They're
going
to make me shed a Solo tear.
Yeah, just one, like, crybaby.
See what I did there? Wordplay.
Fuck, what else?
So I went to, there's a bootleg Solo wear in the State of Brothers Shopping Center right between Metro PCS and a liquor store, so it fits right in.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That place needs like three storefronts because it is fucking packed in there.
Jesus.
But I found what I was looking for, so that's that.
So that works out. So it's a good substitute for the Solo wear.
Let's call it double wear.
I can't think of a knockoff Solo wear thing to call it.
Couple wear.
I got nothing. Maybe Solo Wear, but WARE.
YOLO Wear.
YOLO Wear. Perfect. There we go. All right.
We did it, America.
We did it. Want to do that one?
This one just pisses me off. This is the last thing we're going to talk about, probably. A kid, I don't even know where it is. I don't have the article in front of me, but an autistic kid, he was at school. He's known to be autistic, you know. He's in a special ed class. He took a picture that he drew of a bomb to class to show his friends, and he was suspended because of it.
Which is weird, because he's autistic, so of course he's going to draw pictures.
And he's not, you know, when you're autistic, you don't pick up on social cues. So you don't realize that maybe you don't do this shit.
Yeah.
But not only that, it was a fucking picture of a bomb from Bomberman.
Yeah, that because like at first I read the article, I was like, oh shit, that's kind of dumb. But I read more about it. And it's like, oh, the kid really liked Bomberman. It's like, oh, fuck.
It was literally a picture. You know the bomb I'm talking about. It's the black circle with the little black rectangle on top of it. You know, the Acme-style bomb with the fucking fuse sticking out of it. Straight up
cartoon bomb, which they never – that's never been a real-life thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know that it's ever been real. If it has, it hasn't been real for a long fucking time.
That's like some 1800 shit. Yeah. Like, I think they might have had those in Back to the Future 3. Yeah. Maybe.
But, I mean, what the fuck is he going to do with a picture of a cartoon bomb?
It's like he's drawn Muhammad or a dick.
Or Muhammad's dick.
Or like Muhammad with a bomb, like he's just holding his dick. He's like, which one's more explosive?
Or Muhammad's dick is a bomb and the fuse is his semen.
Ugh.
Did I go too far?
A little bit. See, because he drew the picture, right? And that's artistic, but he has autism, right? And that's the joke.
Artistic.
Yeah, so he's like autistic.
He's artistic with a U between the A and the R.
He had like a cat, it's adorable, but it's got like learning disability. It's autistic.
If you have a cat that just graduated from Feline Academy, it's autastic.
Autastic. I got nothing. Well, that was fun.
I think we're done here. Did you want to talk about that stuff? Or we're already at 31 minutes.
We could like just touch on really quick.
Hurry
just
up.
So it doesn't feel like the shortest episode ever. Because it does, for sure. I just wrote down TV stuff, and I wrote down two shows. One is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which
everybody was pumped about when it first started.
Everybody's like, oh my God, S.H.I.E.L.D. And it like got like huge numbers.
For 16 million viewers.
16 million viewers, and like started gradually going down.
Because it's not a good show.
Yeah, it's like, I like the pilot, but then like, I think I just got caught into the hype because it's a S.H.I.E.L.D. show. But it's so much of a formula every week where it's like, okay, we're going to start off on the plane. And then it's like, oh, no, we have to go investigate this thing. And it's like, oh, it's not quite what we seemed. And then they defeat it somehow. And Coulson makes some fucking snarky thing about, I was in the Avengers movie.
Yeah, he name drops the Avengers, you know, every 6 or 7 minutes.
And then fucking Sky is all like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for this. I was never a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. Oh, still, my band.
She's still doing that shit?
Every now and then, she always talk about her van. Always talking about, like, oh, I wasn't trained for this.
Yes, we remember you're a fucking, somehow you're some beautiful hacker that lives in a van. Like, that's realistic.
And then fucking that dude that's like a real life Ken doll, but a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. So like, oh, I know karate, but I don't know how to hide my emotions or something. You know?
I was the best covert operative they've ever had, but I don't know how to talk to girls.
And then like someone on Reddit ruined the show for me because they had a comment where it's like, yeah, well, now that the fucking pilot is over her whole fear of like actually, you know, doing active combat, his whole character is useless because that's all he was for, which is fighting because she wouldn't. And now she does. So what the fuck is he there for?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Like, what is he there for? He's annoying.
Like you said, though, if it was named something else, I would not give a fuck.
Yeah, that was my whole point, was that, like, if you're just called a super secret agents or something that had nothing to do with, you know, Marvel or S.H.I.E.L.D., just I wouldn't watch it.
Fantasy Time or Fantastic Time or something. No.
Yeah, the exact same show, different name. Wouldn't watch it.
Exact same show, exact same cast, except they stopped name-dropping the Avengers.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Like, they kind of dialed it back on, like, the fourth episode. They only made one reference, and it was kind of vague.
Because I think what they're doing is they're hoping by now you're all into them, but fuck you, I'm not.
It's okay, we get it. It's like, the fourth episode was kind of better, but not by much.
That place he went, where did he say he went? Coulson?
Tahiti?
That means he died, right?
Here's the theory. The theory is that, like, I'm saying it's Tahiti, I'm probably wrong, it's probably somewhere else.
I think it's Tahiti.
He kept saying it's a magical
place,
right?
Yeah, magical place.
What the theory is that, now this has been a theory before the show even came on, was that he actually did die. And they like took his,
it's like a robot or
his
something,
brain or consciousness, and put him into like a robot being. It's another superhero called Vision.
Oh, okay, does something to do with the Vision thing? Does that say a magical place anywhere? Or?
I don't really know a whole lot about Vision other than that fucking Captain America and the Avengers game from the 90s and Super Nintendo. Because you could play as Vision. That's all my knowledge of him. I don't really know about him, but like the magical place thing probably means yeah, he did die, and like
because they've said it. I've only seen 1.5 episodes, and I know he said it like 3 times. Especially that it's a magical place.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you went to Tahiti, right? Yeah, it's a magical place. Like, you always say it like that, like.
And I'm like, shut the fuck up, you shitty writers.
Like, what was it? Like, remember Hot Tub Time Machine? Like, they're like, yeah, Great White Buffalo, Great White Buffalo.
Yeah.
Like, that's how he does it. It's like, Tahiti, magical place.
Yeah, it's a magical place. And then he looks at the camera and winks.
But, like, I'm hoping now they have a full season order, maybe they'll kind of, like, they'll pick up more and more going on.
I'm probably done. There's too many people fighting for my time as it is, and I don't need shit that I don't even really like.
I have too much shit to actually catch up on. You know, yeah. Like Chris is telling me, hey, you should watch Arrow. I was like, I don't know. It's like, well, it's kind of like Batman, but, you know.
There's too many shows already.
That is true. Like, I did watch the pilot of Arrow, and it was good. And it's better than S.H.I.E.L.D.
But it's on CW, right?
But it's on CW. Pass. So that's that whole thing, yeah.
That's an instant pass.
Yeah, it's like even the cover of like Arrow, he's wearing a hood but no shirt, I think. It's like, God damn it. And they all look like they're on CW shows for sure.
Well, CW stands for Cockwatcher.
Cockwatcher. What was the last thing? American Horror Story came back with their new season, which
I'm into it.
It's about witches this time.
That's the one thing that I'm not into about it is like they say it's about witches, but it's basically about mutants.
Yeah, because like the thing about the witches is like they all have different powers, which is
that's the one stupid. Thing I don't like.
Yeah, because that's like, okay, well, you're X-Men then.
Yeah, I mean, witches were supposed to be spells and stuff, not actual powers.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, hey, look, I'm clairvoyant, or hey, look, I could fucking sleep with people and they die. Oh, okay, I can move stuff with my mind, or I can
I'm a human voodoo doll,
right?
That's probably the coolest one.
That one, yeah, because she doesn't actually get hurt, so yeah. That's pretty cool. The only one with like multiple powers are like the two like leaders of the fucking coven or whatever.
And those are the two bitches from last season.
Which are basically Professor X and Magneto.
That is true. It. Shit.
Because, yeah, the one chick is all like, oh, no, we need to like use our powers for good and like, you know.
And then her mom.
Yeah, her mom is supreme. Like, no, we're superior. We're better than humans.
Yeah, her mom is supreme. And that's apparently she has all the powers.
Yeah, it's straight up X-Men, though. Even fucking like. The one bitch that, you know, is the Black Widow is kind of like Rogue from X-Men.
Yeah, that, oh, fuck. Fuck, it's so true.
There's too many parallels there. It's like,
that's the weirdest superhero power, or even witch power ever. Oh, yeah, I don't like you. I'm going to fuck you till you die.
Yeah, and I spent so long trying to figure out, why would she fuck that guy to death? This is like episode one spoilers, but I'm sure you guys saw it by now. She fucked the last dude to death that was part of the car crash and all that. I'm like, why would you do that? One, you already killed a guy like that before. So if they just Google it,
yeah,
like, okay, Google really weird fucking creepy blood death, they're probably going to find out, oh, wait a minute, there's only been one other ever and it just happened recently.
And two, the motherfucker was already on life support. Pull the fucking plug.
Or just like get a pillow and smother him to death. My theory was.
Oh, she smothered him, all right.
My theory was
with her dick.
What I was thinking is the only reason she did that is because she knew that she couldn't have sex with anybody without killing him.
So she wanted to get off?
She wanted to get off. That's all it was. She knew this might be your last chance to have sex. She's going to kill him anyways. Why not?
Not bad, Violet. Not bad.
And, yeah, watch the second episode. It's pretty good.
Okay, I will.
It elaborates on a lot. It's pretty cool.
Well, like I said before, I do have a new job, so we're not sure. We got to work out the kinks and see when we're going to be able to record. It might be a little rocky for a few weeks till we get it figured out, but we'll be back eventually.
It'll probably end up being a thing we'll record when we get a fucking chance and then just upload it whenever. So it might not be as like.
Yeah, because I'm going to be working graveyards and he obviously works during the day. So things are going to get weird.
Yeah, it's like right when I'm getting off work, he has to get ready to go to work. So we'll have to like record an episode God knows when, throw it up whenever we can. So
it is what it is.
It's going to be less of a structure of the podcast.
Not that you guys give a fuck and listen to it now. So
yeah.
Who are we even talking to at this point?
It's mostly for us.
Yeah.
It's mostly for us.
Well. Goodbye, Tommy.
Bye.